Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This is The Bert Show.
Kristen Hensley and Jen Smedley do a great podcast, and I'm proud of it that it's on Pioneers Network. It's called Hashtag I Mom So Hard. Before we even get into going back to school, guys, you want to give them kind of a synopsis of what you guys are all about?
I think our goal is just to talk openly and honestly and laugh at all the things motherhood, because if you don't, you will find yourself crying in your shower more than you ever thought you would. And then sometimes we get on a tangent about true crime or some attractive gentleman on the old interwebs. That's the thing we're doing. We're breaking open intelligent life form everywhere.
All right, so Kristen and Jen, combining the two, hot guys and true crime, have you watched Untamed on Netflix with Eric Bana?
Of course.
It's so good.
I had to figure out how I felt about it, and now I'm hooked, and I just have to rewatch it because I'm like, if that was a private detective, I would commit a crime just so he would have to come over to my house a lot.
Hello, Mr. Federal Agent.
Cosby, save me.
I'm going to go ahead and jump off and start watching that. Everybody.
Just for context here, guys, Kristen and Jen, how old are your kids?
This is Kristen. I have a 12-year-old. She's going to be a 7th grader, and I have a 14-year-old who is going to be a freshman starting in 2 days.
Okay.
I have a 12-year-old boy and a girl who just turned 10 and is about to turn evidently 32 or something.
Okay, so your life experience here is different than our Kristen's, who is going through this for the very first time back to school.
Yeah, so I got a precious little 4-year-old and he started pre-K last Monday.
How are you doing?
I am not well, ladies.
Are you still like clinging to the fence, watching him walk in the room and everything?
No, he's doing great, right? Loves school, loves his teacher. Dad gets up within the morning because obviously I'm here doing the radio thing, so I do carpool in the afternoon. But I was not prepared for gut punch that was sending your child to pre-K. Like, I knew it was a milestone and a big deal, but I did not handle it well.
Did you do the ugly cry where it almost looked like you were going to break a rib?
And then the fact the elementary school has you the first day walk in, drop your kid off at the class, and then in either the cafeteria or the media room, they had coffee and Kleenex. Because apparently
100%.
I'm not alone.
Oh, not alone at all.
I'll let you off the hook. It will just be this year. And after this year, you're going to be like, I know you're here 4 days early. I don't care. Get out of the car. I've had enough of you this summer.
I'm on the older end of this, and I'm still feeling the same thing. So this weekend, I moved my youngest son into college. It doesn't get any easier. I will tell you this. I was telling these guys earlier this morning that the movies do a really good job sometimes of like showing you your 18 or 19-year-old kid, but then you're having flashes when they're like 3 or 4 years old right in front of you as they're moving into their college apartment. And he came back the day after I moved him in. He visited me back in Atlanta. And when he left with his friends, my heart was like yelling, please don't go! Don't go! Because now I'm officially an empty nester.
I mean, there's going to be some good to that. You'll be like, I don't need to wear pants. You can just roll out however you want. No one's going to criticize you. I don't know how you live, but that's how I live. So there is a little bit of a, I'm like, I wonder what this is going to be like in my days. But I will be a disaster.
All right. So well, Jen and Kristen, what are some survival tips for like new moms? And now we are in our school era.
Buy more water bottles than you ever thought you would.
Yes.
And if you go buy a lost and found and you see one that looks kind of like yours,
grab it.
Grab it. You can put a different name tag on it, if you know what I'm saying.
I hear you.
It all works out. Mm-hmm. Somebody else has got yours. You take one of yours. That's how we go.
A lot of people think it's gauche. I personally don't, but teachers like wine. If you don't feel comfortable sending your kindergartner with a bottle of wine in their backpack, maybe like a BevMo gift card, something like that, because you need that woman on your side or man.
It's funny, Kristen, because when we did orientation a couple months ago, that lost and found was insane. There were so many coats, so many jackets, so many water bottles. It was a lot.
I know. Maybe I went by one and I was like, well, the one we have is blue and this one is red, but you did lose it and they lost one. So this is just going to the right person. So I was like, just pretend we bought the red one.
When my kids went to school, Kristen bought me this like pack of stickers that can go on anything. Like you can go through the dishwasher, they can go through the wash machine. You can put them on like the tag inside of a jacket or something. I was like, what do I need all of these for? My son is in the seventh grade. I'm still putting these stickers on all of his stuff because I want it back.
Clueless and childless 28-year-old here. What's the need for so many water bottles? Like, is this a requirement that you have to have going into school?
Yeah, all the kids are required to bring a water bottle, which I don't know how we survived as children because we were never hydrated.
Never.
We maybe got
water
a
fountain.
That was it.
Yeah, water fountain, and we put our mouth on the thing
where
everybody else put their mouth.
Yeah, the kids are super hydrated, and true enough, the first week, it was like day two or three, he comes home and I'm looking in his backpack and I'm like,
hey, where's your water bottle?
Where's your freaking water bottle, bro?
Back in my day, they just grabbed a hose from outside and just sprayed it on us.
Girl, you're 28. We are literal Gen Xers. Our parents were like, there's a pond. Figure out how to like filter that water.
Yes, that is right, man.
There's rainwater in the ditch. You guys are good. That's your swimming pool.
You probably got a car when you turn 16, but my kids are only getting water bottles because they're between like $25 and $50 a bottle.
Yeah.
All I can afford is their water bottles.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think I was prepared either for the amount of technology that's now involved with going back to school. I've lost track with how many apps I have to download to communicate.
It is really overwhelming. And I think for parents with new ones going in, you're also so emotionally overwhelmed and you want to do a good job and it's just insurmountable. It's like the medical world. You have to have a portal for everything. So then I'm like, wait, which WhatsApp, which app, school.org, Zulily, I don't know.
The kids understand it too. It's the parents that don't understand it. My son was standing outside the school telling he was grabbing parents' phones, helping them log into FLIRB or whatever it is. And then you can find out who your teacher is, but all of us were clueless.
And like, I know teachers are super underpaid and they are overworked and they give their all. We have all of these apps. We also have a text group for the pre-K on WhatsApp. There's still a lack of communication. How is that possible?
Girl, if you figure that out, you need to let the world know, but charge a fee.
Oh man.
And you will be a billionaire.
It's crazy.
Do you guys know like the timeline of how far out before your kids go back to school do you get excited by the idea that they're going to be going back to school?
Yes. If that wasn't guttural, I don't know. Because my daughter's going into middle school and my son's going into high school, we feel very excited. It's a new school. It's our neighborhood school. We have parents from the elementary school, so we all get to be together again. So I think I'm having just as much fun as the idea of going back to school as my son is. I'm excited to be a part of a high school culture. We've never had it before, so this is all new to me too. And so far it's been really fun. It's a Catholic school, so every time we go to an event, they want our money. And so they grease the wheels with a little Cabernet and some sort of carbohydrate.
I got to say, about a week after school got out this summer, I was really looking forward to school starting again. I've been a pretty terrible parent this entire summer. My kids went to, I keep calling it iPad camp, where my husband and I were like, we have to work. And so they just had like basically unfettered access to the iPad. I honestly don't know if they're going to be able to read when they get back into school.
What is the one piece of advice you give to moms that are dropping their kids off for the first time, not only maybe necessarily about this first year, but about being a mom that has a kid that's going to school?
You know what? I think as hard as this is, and obviously there's always going to be tears, I think lead with specific enthusiasm. Like, oh my gosh, I bet her room has so many fun things on the walls. Oh my gosh, I bet you're going to draw. I bet you're going to sing. You have to remember all these fun things. I want you to tell me everything you did. And then you drop them off and you give them a hug and you give them a high five. And then you hightail it to a trader Trader Joe's parking lot and you bawl until you can't stop. But I do think like school's fun, man. And if we're into it, they're into it. But if we show too much of our sadness, I think it's confusing for them sometimes. So we got to kind of like put a strong face on and just give them their go.
You'll be proud of me, ladies, because I held it together in front of my kid. Definitely sold the enthusiasm. But unfortunately, tears on the Burt Show pay the bills. So instead of a Trader Joe's parking lot, I came straight back here from dropping my kid off and just bawled on the air.
That's so sweet. And you're supposed to. And it's a tough thing. When they go into that classroom and you watch them and they're holding their little lunch pail that's as big as they are, it's not even fair.
I mean, the biggest heartbreak of parenthood is that if you do a good job, these kids, they fly.
Yes.
That's the irony of it all. Like, that's what they're supposed to do. And so my kid drop him off at school, you know, when he was 5 for kindergarten. He didn't look back. Mm-hmm. I was like,
I had one that was like, I'm good. I'll see you later.
Yes.
What are you still doing here? And then I had one that was not happy that I was leaving. And that was so hard because she would like look through the window like a post-apocalyptic like kid looking out at the world. And she'd be like, please, mommy. And I was like, oh my God, stay strong. It was so hard.
Here's a loaded question for you. How do you know that you haven't done a good job parenting based on how your kid reacts at school?
Oh, do you want a list?
Go for it.
If I haven't done a good job, I think the thing that I have to do is we'll be better at asking questions to get a better answer from my kids. Like I find like if I'm doing yes or no questions and they're short with me, that's on me. So I always try to like change the question, but I get annoyed because the bros and the grunts and the but I'm like, can you give me specifics about your day, please? And then I find myself getting grumpy. So it's more me than them.
Well, I know when I did a bad job because I was in another room and I heard my son on a school Zoom and the teacher said, can you please put a shirt on Dashiell?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he had taken his shirt off, so.
There are some days are better than others. That is for sure. For sure.
It's true.
If you're a mom, you'll love this podcast. Again, it's hashtag #IMomSoHard, and you can find it on all of the podcasting platforms. Kristen and Jen, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Happy back to school.
This is The Burt Show.